Well, Zach, I can't pull up my pants Wheeler faced off against his old buddy Jacob deGrom last night in what felt like yet another must-win game for the Phillies. While buzz, and I use buzz in air quotes, mind you, before the game was about 2016 number one overall pick Mickey Moniak getting called up to the bigs due to a Kyle Garlick injury. Speaking of injuries, Jake Arrieta officially joined the IL today with Garlick, and Cole Hamels made his Braves debut. Great. I'm Chris Jones, and this is Up and In for Thursday, September 17th, 2020. Now let's get into the recap that absolutely nobody wants to hear. Wheeler came out pumping basically fastball after fastball, all four seamers in the first inning except for 2 out of 13 pitches, and those two were two-seam fastballs, no breaking balls, but he was averaging 98.4 on those fastballs, so the fingernail is not affecting his velocity, so far anyway. Leading off the third inning, Gene Segura hit a sharp liner into right field gap that was cut off by Conforto, but a hustling James Cigarettes made it to second on a decently close play. Then the suddenly good Andrew Knapp, can't believe I'm saying that still, blasted a liner over Dom Smith's glove at first and down the right field line, reaching second base pretty easily, but the Mets' shortstop booted the relay throw, and Knapp scampered over to third, still with no outs, so fills up 1-0, not looking too bad, especially against DeGrom. That brought up Kingery, who has been showing signs of life since coming off the IL a few days ago, possibly being close to 100% healthy finally, who knows. He worked a 5-pitch walk, so we'll take that. And next up was sworn enemy of Joe Girardi, Adam Haseley, who hit a sac fly, and it was 2-0 Phillies. After a single to right by Roman Quinn and Scotty busting at the third, the Phillies again had men on first and third with one out, and DeGrom saw a visit from the pitching coach in the second inning. Not sure that's happened often, if ever. After that visit, Roman Quinn did what Roman Quinn does and easily stole second base on the first pitch. So now with Kutchup, you got Michael Wacha starting to warm up in the pen. Things at this point are looking pretty good. DeGrom is on the ropes and definitely not looking like himself. And Kutch would end up grounding the ball to the second or shortstop. And he was playing a little bit in, not too far in. And Kingery raced home to score with Ramos dropping the throw home. And it's now 3-0 Phillies. And once again, men on first and third with one out and Harper coming up. Unfortunately, as he is to do lately, Harper struck out on 3 pitches, and Ramos threw behind Kutch at first base, who thought there were 3 outs, getting him out pretty easily. Andrew, I love you, but come on. I don't need the Cesar Hernandez flashbacks. But hey, 3 runs off of DeGrom after 2 innings, you pretty much take that every time. Wacha then ended up coming out for the third, and DeGrom was done. So this is now 100% a must-win game for the Phillies. You can't waste an opportunity like this. Wacha would get 2 outs, but Jimmy Siggs would come up and hit a homer that just cleared the left field wall after bouncing off the top of the railing, kind of a la JT in Washington. Segura, you know, kind of continues to spank the Mets, and you love to see it. So right now it's 4-0 Phillies. Everybody's feeling good, kind of. In the top of the fourth, JD Davis would hit a leadoff double, and then after back-to-back ground outs, the Mets score, and it's 4-1, whatever. Tom Frazier would hit a first-pitch dribbler back to Wheeler. That ends the inning. No harm done, really. Jumping to the top of the sixth, after Nimmo doubles to lead it off, one batter later, J.D. Davis takes Wheeler deep the opposite way for a 2-run homer, making it a 4-3 game. Lovely. The signs of disaster begin. Next, Dom Smith hits a dribbler up the third baseline against the shift for a single, but luckily Bohm started a nice 3-6-1 double play to end the inning. Still 4-3 Phillies. So Bohm's looking pretty decent at first, to be honest. And after a quiet bottom of the sixth and a scoreless top of the seventh for Wheeler, it's on to the bottom of the seventh where the Phils go down 1-2-3. Yay. Wheeler ends up coming out for the eighth to face one more batter who he retired easily, finishing his line at 7 1/3 innings pitched with a whopping 2 Ks, no walks, and 3 earned runs. I mean, you'll take that from a guy who was uncertain he'd even start this week. They also showed his zombie finger a few times on the broadcast. It really didn't look pleasant, but taking him out felt like a mistake, despite the zombie finger and, well, we'll get to that. Adam Morgan would come in to face Nimmo, and the Mets would counter with Pete Alonso instead. This kind of had Homer written all over it for me. Somehow it did result in a ground out, so, you know, you got 2 down. feeling a little okay. Morgan would go on to walk Conforto, thanks to the third base ump calling a check swing on a swing where Conforto broke the plane by about 4 feet. It was really, truly awesome to behold. This bullpen doesn't need help from the umps to mess up. They don't. They can do it all on their own. We don't need your help, umps. If you didn't see it, I would say try to find it, because it's one of the worst check swings, strikes I think I've ever seen. This, of course, leads to J.D. Davis just missing a homer, but instead getting a two-run double to tie the game at four. And now, this ball literally cleared Haseley's glove by probably an inch, and with Haseley showing what he did last year, I was just kind of confused on how he didn't get that. That seems like something that should have been kind of easy for him, but whatever, it's a tie game. And, the bullpen up to their old shenanigans. Okay, so Segura, who hit a leadoff single next inning, is now 4-for-4. So that's one little cool highlight, I guess. He's looked pretty good lately. Knapp decided to be bad now and struck out, and Kingery, after that, took his second walk of the night. Once again, the bane of Girardi's existence, Adam Haseley, comes to the plate. He struck out, so you win this time, Joe. And that brings up Roman Quinn. So yeah, onto the top of the ninth. Neris comes in for the second night in a row and blows the lead. 5-4 Mets. I don't know what else to say anymore about the bullpen. I think everybody has said everything there is to say about this bullpen. They're absolutely atrocious. Girardi is not a guy who likes to use players from the bullpen in back-to-back days. He just did that with Neris while Workman was warming up. So I guess he's finally going to give us what we all want at this point, and just for Brandon Workman to just get garbage time, because he's showing no signs of improvement. And I held hope for him for a while, and Justin yelled at me, and I guess I got to listen to him now. So that was the game. The Phillies went down relatively quietly in the bottom of the ninth. Nothing much to report there. So, as I mentioned in the opening, Moniak has joined the big league club, replacing Kyle Garlick on the roster, who got injured with something no one cares about. An oblique injury. Yeah, that's it. Moniak hit .252 with a .741 OPS, 11 homers, 67 RBIs in Reading last year. Not exactly what you want to see out of a number one overall pick, but it's vastly better than what he had done in previous minor league seasons, so I guess we'll take it. The Phillies only really have four healthy outfielders right now, in McCutchen, Harper, Haseley, and Quinn. So I imagine Moniak is not going to get much playing time, probably as much as Garlick did. But what do I know? Joe Girardi is, an absolute madman. He did end up pinch running for Bohm in the ninth, so I guess that's his major league debut, pinch running, as anticlimactic as drafting him number one overall in 2016. Speaking of a madman, God, killing these segues. There's a very real chance we may have seen the last of Jake Arrieta in a Phillies uniform. In hindsight, it was a bad deal with Arrieta, if he is truly done, recording a 4.36 ERA, 4.55 FIP over 352 2/3 innings. At the time, it was the right move. I'll stand by that, even though I was dead wrong. I thought they should have totally signed him, and they did, and it didn't help at all. And lastly, real quick, the Marlins ended up beating the Red Sox tonight, so that's cool. That's good timing, so we're now, I believe, a game and a half behind them once again. And that's while Cole Hamels and the Braves, I repeat, Cole Hamels and the Braves lost to the Orioles 5-1. That's the good news. Hamels only went 3 1/3 with 3 earned runs. So, I don't know. I guess you can take some positives out of that. I'm sure you're listening to this in the morning, and you're already miserable, and I sound miserable, because I am, because this was an awful game, and this bullpen is awful. Anyway, tomorrow, let's look to tomorrow. Maybe there's something positive tomorrow. We've got Nola on the mound versus Seth Lugo. 7 p.m. start time. Tune in to see how the Phillies bullpen blows that one in spectacular fashion. They always keep us guessing. So that will do it for today's edition of Up and In. I'm sorry it couldn't be a more pleasant one, but the source material I am working with is hot garbage. Have a good day.